The bond would go towards replacing Robinson's 50-year-old middle school. Supporters of the measure say the building is inefficient, has electrical problems, and someday won't have enough room. Kevin Kenny is a Robinson ISD trustee. He says there's no sense in adding portable classrooms to the aging building.
You know, when it comes along to the intermediate school, are you going to add a structure next to one that's old to begin with? You see, I mean, that's like trying to make a silk purse out of the old sow's ear, you know.
Robinson ISD's bond is part of a veritable bond election season this May. According to the Texas Comptroller's Office, there is $6.7 billion in local bond propositions on the table. The great majority of that bond money is due to local independent school districts. Jess Fields is a senior analyst working on local government issues at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He says school districts need to be careful of how many projects they fund with debt.
There's nothing wrong with accommodating growth and building facilities that are truly needed. But I think that it has to be done in a very precise, careful, surgical way so that only those projects which are truly necessary are paid for out of debt, and that you don't load up a bond package with a variety of things that may seem like a good idea, but in the totality of it is really going to end up costing taxpayers a lot of money.
If passed, the bond proposal will raise taxes by 24.5 cents for every $100 a property is worth in Robinson. That's over the first 8 years. Then the amount would decrease as the debt is paid off. The average home in Robinson ISD is worth almost $126,000. At that price, an owner would pay an increase of $26.25 a month. Laura Crawford is the chair of the Building for Our Community PAC, a group that's advocating for the bond to pass. She says the elementary school in Robinson is at capacity, and with those kids moving on to middle school, the district is going to need more space.
Well, next year they're going to be a huge first grade class, and in 3 years they're going to be a huge, you know, fourth grade class. So we have to look at what our younger grades are now to kind of project as to how big our classes are going to be when those kids are in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade to kind of determine how big the facilities need to be.
Robinson's bond election is May 10th. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.